Who is the boss of the universe? Only the Gnani shows you the real I.
Dada, how is it possible to understand and realize the real I when we are living in this worldly life?
Where else are you going to realize the real I? Is there any other place besides this world where one can live? Everyone in this world must live in it. It is here in this world that you can know your real self. This is the science of understanding who am I. Come to me and I will make you realize your true self. During the process of this realization, I am not asking you to do anything, because it is not within your capacity. That is why I am telling you that I will do everything for you. You do not have to worry about anything. First, we must be aware of who we really are and what is worth knowing. What is the real truth? What is this whole world about? What is all this? What or who is God? Is there a God? Yes, indeed, there is God. And moreover, that God is within you. Why are you searching for Him on the outside? When someone opens the door for you, you can receive His darshan, that is, see Him. However, the door has been shut so tightly that it is impossible to open it on your own. Only a person who is self-realized, that is, a Gnani Purush, can show you the path and open this door for you.
Your own mistakes become your boss.
The absolute I within you is God. Beyond this, there is no other God or superior above you. There is no almighty power to rule over you. You are completely independent. There is no one that can hurt you or hinder you. The only thing that can hurt or hinder you are your own mistakes. Not only do you not have a boss, but also no one else can bother you or interfere with you. There are innumerable life forms, but none of them ever interfere with you. And those that do interfere do so because of your own mistakes. You yourself had previously caused interferences and therefore are now facing the consequences of your past actions. I see this in my Gnan vision and I am telling you this as I see it. In the following two sentences, I guarantee a man his liberation. These are, you do not have any boss in this world. Your bosses are your blunders and your mistakes. In the absence of these two, you are the Supreme Lord. And no one can ever interfere with you. This world is such that no living being is in a position where it can ever interfere with another. These two sentences will resolve all of your conflicts and bring you peace and harmony.
Who is the doer in the world? The real nature of the doer in this world.
It is the ignorance of reality that has resulted in all this obscurity and confusion. So do you now wish to know about things that are already known? Or do you wish to know that which is not known? What is this world all about? How did it come into existence? Who is the creator? What is our role and relationship with everybody in this world? How should we deal with our relatives? How does business occur? Am I the doer of anything or is there another doer? Is it not important to know all these answers?
Yes, Dada.
Let us talk about what needs to be known first. Who do you think created this world? Who do you think made such a complex, entangled world? What is your opinion?
Only God must have made it.
Then why is the whole world filled with worries? Everyone has worries. There is no being free of worries.
That is because everyone worries.
Yes, but if God made this world, then why did He make it full of worries? If He is guilty of creating such miseries, then we should have Him arrested. In reality, God is not guilty. The people of the world have made Him the culprit by calling Him the creator of this world. In reality, God is not the creator of this world at all. This is all scientific circumstantial evidence. Therefore, all of this is a natural creation. In Gujarati, I call it Vyavasthit Shakti, that is scientific circumstantial evidence. This is a very subtle fact.
This cannot be called liberation.
A child will say, God made this. Even a renowned holy man will say, God made this. This is a worldly viewpoint. It is not, however, the real viewpoint. If God was the creator, then He would perpetually become our boss and there would be no such thing as liberation. But there is liberation. God is not the creator of this world. People who understand liberation will never accept God as a creator. Liberation and God as a creator are two contradictory statements. Creator is someone who does you a permanent favor, and if God is such an entity, then you will always be indebted to Him. As your creator, God will always be your boss. And you will always be His subordinate. Even when you attain liberation, He will be your superior, will He not?
Yes, Dada. He will be our superior permanently.
Yes. He becomes our permanent boss. And therefore, there is no liberation. Then liberation cannot be called liberation. Instead, the liberation with one's wife would be better. At least you can enjoy her cooking, even if at times she insults you. Even with insults, such liberation is preferable.
Then, who made God?
If we were to say that God is the creator in reality, then the logical question to ask would be, then who made God? So many different questions would arise. People come and tell me, we think that God is the doer in this world, and you are saying that this is not the case. But it is difficult for us to accept this. At that time, I asked them, if I accept that God is the doer of things, then who made this God? Tell me this much, who created the creator of this world? It is simply a logical statement that if there is a creator, then there has to be yet another creator of this creator. there would be no end to this. Therefore, such talk is really incorrect.
Neither a beginning nor an end to this world.
All this has come about without anybody creating it. Nobody has created it. Since nobody has created it, whom do we ask about it? I too was searching for the one who had created such a chaotic mess and taken on such a liability. I looked everywhere for that person, but never found him anywhere. I asked these scientists to discuss with me their evidence that God indeed had created this world. I asked them in which year was it created. They drew a blank. I then asked them whether the world had a beginning or not. They replied that there was a beginning. If there is a creator, then there has to be a beginning. If there is a beginning, then there has to be an end. In fact, this world is anadi anant, that is, no beginning, no end. This world carries on without an end. Therefore, there is neither a beginning nor an end. If there is no beginning, then there is no creator.
God's correct address.
Then these scientists asked me if all this meant that God did not exist. I told them that if God did not exist, there would be no experience of pleasure or pain for anyone in this world, and therefore God definitely exists. They asked me where God lives. I asked them where they thought he lived. They pointed towards the sky. I asked them where exactly was he to be found, what his precise address was, and whether one could mail a letter to him. They did not know. I told them there is absolutely no one up there. Since everyone says that God lives up there in the sky, I myself had gone there and checked. I have seen in my enlightened state that there is no one up there. I have looked for God there, but there is nobody up there. Only the vast open sky. Nobody lives up there. When they asked me for God's correct address, I told them to write this statement down. God is in every creature, whether visible or invisible, not in creation. This record player is a man-made creation. God does not reside in any man-made things. God is present in all things that are naturally created. Therefore, God resides in every creature, whether visible or invisible. There are infinite, invisible creatures between you and me, which cannot be seen even under a microscope. God resides in all of them. Now, what does God do? He only gives light to every living being. How you utilize that light is up to you. Whether you do good deeds like charity or bad deeds like stealing, the responsibility is solely yours. Use this light for whatever purpose you want to. You too believe that he is up there, don't you? But there is no one up there. It is your wrong belief that someone is up there. I have come to reveal to you that all these beliefs are wrong, and unless this is openly declared, things can never be resolved. All your wrong beliefs and confusion will remain. Traditional beliefs will not die.